Our mistakes. We do not like making them, especially if you are a type A person like myself. Now, today we're going to be turning these challenges into victories. We're talking about meal planning, a cornerstone of healthy eating. But even the best of us can trip up sometimes. I know that we're type A people and we don't like to admit when we're wrong. We definitely don't like to make mistakes, and we definitely don't like to be seen to be wrong. These are all issues that we need to fix, and we like to fix others, but we don't like fixing those areas in ourselves. All my type A people say, hey Verona, I know you're talking to me. I've been there, my friends. But today we're going to talk about 10 mistakes you make when meal planning and how you can avoid them. We don't want to get stuck in the mistake and repeating the same mistake over and over again and then diet hopping or jumping from one diet to another thinking a diet is what's going to fix us. It's actually the mistake that we're making that's the problem. And in today's episode, my friends, I'm gonna help you get through it. So if you're ready, grab your tea, your coffee, or your liquid or beverage of choice, and don't forget to open up your Apple Notes, because today's episode is gonna be a good one. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back, friends. And if you are new, welcome to the show, Lose Weight with Meal Planning. My name is Verona and I'm a meal prep coach to help busy women and mums make sense when it comes to meal planning. If you're somebody who struggles to create a healthy plan that you, your family and your children love, then this is where you and I can actually make that plan realistic so you can enjoy those foods. If your children absolutely say, I don't want it, we're going to change it to, yes, mommy, can I have some more? And they're going to eat you out of house and home, but for food that you've actually home cooked. Okay, my friends, have you ever made a mistake? Actually, I haven't done this for a while. You know, and I used to actually give the definitions of meanings of words, and not because you don't know the word, but because I just actually love to give it context. You know, when you have a story and you're like, you know, you need to have context. People say the same thing to me. They're like, wait, what? Half of the story's in my head. And then I tell them the other half and I'm getting frustrated that you're not getting it. You're not getting the joke. And I'm like, why are you not getting the joke? Because they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Where's the context here? So I'm going to give you some context. Now, mistake, so an error in action, calculation, opinion, or judgment caused by poor reasoning, carelessness, insufficient knowledge, etc. Or another word for it is a misunderstanding or misconception. So we're going to go with the first one. An error in action, calculation, opinion, or judgment caused by poor reasoning. But we've all made them, whether we like to admit that we've made mistakes or not. And admitting your mistakes doesn't make you weak. Admitting your mistake knows that you are somebody, or shows even that you're somebody who has an area of growth. You recognize it and you're going to make those changes in it. I love you. You're my peoples. You're my type of peoples, because we're not infallible. We're not people who know it all. We're like, might try to pretend that we know it all, but it's okay to say that you don't know it all. And it's okay to admit help, because when you do that, that's where you grow. That's where you grow. That's where you change. And that is the best version of you to be. All right, let's get into mistake number one. The one mistake that you're making when it comes to meal planning and how to avoid it: too much too soon. Now tell me if this is you, albeit rhetorically, of course. How many have done this? You know what? I'm just going to overhaul my whole diet. I know I don't like cooking. I know I can barely cook rice, but I'm going to do it anyway. The doctor said I need to lose weight. So here we are. You decide to meal plan and suddenly you're cooking all the organic... and suddenly you're cooking only organic whole foods. New recipes every day. Now for you, it's just too much. Instead, you start where you're at. Make small sustainable changes. I know. As type A people, we want to go big or we want to go home. It's okay. You can start small. Okay. Start small. Because believe me, when you start with these small changes, they become sustainable and then you can grow and then you can get to the big ones. Don't worry about it. It's still going to be there when you get to it. Okay. Don't rush. Some people try to do too much too soon and you're not ready for it and you go back to where you started. Now, if you just start with planning just a few meals a week and you slowly build from there, I guarantee you this will help you so much. This is you where you do too much too soon. Then the toolkit is going to save your life. VANutritioncoaching.co.uk/toolkit. Now, mistake number two, ignoring your own lifestyle. Have you ever done something right? Meal planning, this mistake, if you're this person, then you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this is me. Raise your hand. Meal planning as though you're living somebody else's life. You know, Sister Sally down the road, right? You are not even really good friends, but you had a baby around the same time. You're the same age. You have the same amount of children. You have the husbands that have the same name. There's so much you and Sister Sally have got in common. And you're just like, you're a little bit envious of Sally, if you're going to be honest here. You're a little bit envious of her. And then you're like, how is it that we have got the babies the same age? We're the same age and our bodies look the same before we had the babies. And even times we'd go out to eat together. How is it that she has snapped back and I'm still here carrying my mum pooch and the baby is now 3 years old? Why is it that Sally can do it and I can't? I really can't. Why? The thing is, you're trying to live Sally's life. I'm sorry to break it to you. You don't have Sally's body. Your postpartum body is not Sally's, okay? And your postpartum journey was definitely not Sally's. Now, if you're trying to plan elaborate meals on a busy schedule, forget about it. That's a no-go because you're not going to be able to do it. It's okay. You need to just bless and release. Sally, I love you. But right now I'm dealing with envy. I'm dealing with green-eyed monster. I need to, hi, just say hello and wave, smile and wave to you from a distance, because right now I've got some things that I need to deal with. You don't need to tell her all of that, but you just need to accept it. Once you've accepted, you know what? I'm a little bit green-eyed. There's been people of me that have been green-eyed in the same church. One minute they're like, oh, hi, Fiona, with that high octave. And then the next they're talking about me. And I've had to deal with that in a church environment. So you might think that it happens in a workplace and it should never happen in a church. You're right. It should never happen in a church. But it does, because we're fallen people. We're broken people. And we deal with things and perspectives and personalities. But I had to recognize, you annoy me just like I'm annoying you. And then I had to walk through my own things and had to deal with my own struggles. Okay. And so you deal with it in different places. It could be in your workplace, it could be in your family, it could be anywhere. But the point is, you know that saying where they say, we need to be the bigger person? We have to. It's painful, but we have to be the bigger person. But back to ignoring your own lifestyle, because that's exactly what we were talking about here. But it's, when you're trying to live Sally's life, leave Sally alone. Congratulate her and you do your own thing. You do you. Reflect on your weekly routine and then pick recipes that fit with your time constraints, the time that you do have. I'll link it in the show notes below. I've actually got myself I don't usually do this, but I usually do it in my Apple Notes. But I've actually now started to be visual because I'm a visual person and it's playing to my strengths. I'm a visual person. I know what time constraints I have. I know what time I do have to cook whatever meals. Today, I cooked a banging jerk chicken air fryer recipe. Listen, if you don't have an air fryer, my friend, you better get yourself an air fryer. It also turns into like a mini oven or like a sheet pan. I'll link it where I got it from. I got it from Ninja. I'll link it on Amazon with my Amazon link. If you use it, I do get a commission from it. You don't have to use it. You can, but if you do, I just need to let you know that if you do do that, you're supporting this channel, you're supporting the YouTube channel and that link, a small commission that I get from it, but it's no extra cost to you. So when you know what your weekly routine is and you pick recipes that align with your time constraints, like I have literally just bought a meal planning template, which is a clear and see-through template that I've stuck on the fridge, and I write it on there. Half of the time, I'm just writing enough rubbish on there. But my meal plan is actually now stuck on the fridge, and I'm now seeing at first glance the time that I do have. And you can easily swap out one meal with another based on the time that you do actually have. And sometimes simpler is better. We don't always have to be hard or complicate things. Mistake number three, repetition. Going to get boring really quickly. Eating the same chicken and broccoli every day is going to zap your enthusiasm. Mix it up. Keep a collection of recipes to introduce variety. You know how they say variety is a spice of life? It still applies when it comes to meal planning, especially if you're still trying to meet your nutritional goals. Different flavors can bring joy back to eating the same things every day. Have you ever had cheese on broccoli? If you haven't, try it. If you have and you don't like it, don't try it again. But there are things that you can do to make it taste good and come away from the broccoli, please. I know you might like it, but every day? Mistake number four, disregarding the time it takes to meal prep. This is a big one. Some of us underestimate how long it actually takes to prepare meals. You see those 30-minute quick meals, they can quickly turn into hour-long ordeals because you have thought that it's going to, you know what, I've cooked this before. It's going to be quick. No, it's not going to be quick. To avoid this, actually time the prep process the first time that you cook a recipe. Once you know the real deal, then you can plan more accurately for the future. And that goes back to step one. You're trying to do too much too soon. If you're new to this, if you're new to cooking, if you're creating a new routine, you are going to need to go through it a few times. You are going to make some mistakes, but you're going to learn from them to die. Okay, number five, skipping the grocery list. Many of us like to take that scenic route down the grocery list and the grocery aisles like we don't have anything else to do. Why are we spending an hour in Walmart? Why? Anyway, mistake number 5 hits us in the supermarket aisles. If you go grocery shopping without a list, it's like trying to drive to an area that you don't know without your sat nav. You're going to get lost and you end up with a whole shopping trolley or a whole cart full of unnecessary cart. You see my English accent there? Okay. You're going to end up basically with a lot of unnecessary items, and you might have some things in there that you've never eaten, hence they wilt in the fridge. Shop with a clear itemized list based on your meal plan. If you're shopping aside from your meal plan, I guarantee you, you're going to be wasting money, and this is why you're overspending and you're undereating the things that you already have. Mistake number 6 is you don't account for leftovers. Often overlooked, these are meal prep gold. If you don't have any leftovers, my friends, what are you doing? You need leftovers in your life. You don't need to have them left over for the day after, because sometimes you might not like eating the same thing 2 days in a row. It's okay. You can freeze it, and you can sometimes freeze it up to 3 to 6 months, depending on what it is that you're freezing. But you don't have to have them the next day. You can save it for the day after, the day after, the day after. That would be the third day. But you don't have to eat it 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, or for the same day every single week. I'll be honest, right? I never used to like meal planning. I used to really, 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 really hate it. But why I talk about meal planning so much is because I'm not the only one who feels like meal planning takes long. It takes forever. I just don't got time. Now, when I'm busy too. Clients who first come to work with me, when we're talking about, okay, so why is now the right time to work with me? And, you know, the questions to decide whether this is the right fit for you and etc. Going through those questions, one of the common things is I don't have time. And oftentimes we have the same time. We might not spend the same time on the same things that you do, stay with me, meaning we might not have the same priorities. In fact, we're not going to have the same priorities. I can guarantee you that. We might do very similar things, but we don't have the same priorities. But when it comes to the time, we can spend hours and hours and hours without fail on certain things that mean something to us, that are important to us. When we perceive something as way too hard, too much work, we're forgetting about the outcome and we're forgetting about the return that we're going to get in the thing that we're trying to do. For example, in this case, meal planning. If you're somebody who wants to lose weight, if you're somebody who wants to eat healthier, if you're somebody who wants to learn how you can feed your children healthy food, if you're somebody who wants to figure out why you're spending too much money on takeout, and you're somebody who wants to understand the financial implications of your health, and you want to teach your kids how to eat healthy, you want to be able to throw dinner parties that impress people without quietly panicking about the cost, and you want to know how you can do that without breaking the bank or without being a cheapskate all of the time, you want to find how to keep your grocery bills within your budget whilst buying organic food for your family. You want to be able to have whole foods and organic food. You don't know how to do that right now because you don't have a list and because you don't have leftovers and because you're skipping the list and because you're disregarding the meal prep time. But when we get into a position where we're focusing on these things and we're creating a plan, this is when we start to get a hold and a grip of the things that we need to do. So if that's your goal, oftentimes we think of the things that it cost us. It costs you an hour of your day. That might save you another 5 years of your life. If we're looking at it in that picture, it might mean you've got another 5 years to be healthy, to play with your kids, to run around with your grandchildren. It might be that for you. That 1 or 2 hours on a Sunday, you know, nothing compares to the time that you get to give back to your family and to spend with your family. So when we shift our perspectives and we're actually like, okay, yeah, it's going to take me an hour. It's an inconvenience, but the returns that I'm going to get in the long run, oh, you forget. Because when you start to get that reward, you forget that it took you 2 hours. But if we're trying to follow somebody else who doesn't have anything to do, who doesn't have any children, doesn't have a family, doesn't have commitments like you, and they're cooking 8 hours on a Sunday, I don't have children, but I'm not cooking 8 hours on a Sunday. I've got things to do. My guy, that's not going to happen for me, which is one of the reasons why I didn't like meal planning, because that's all I saw. All I saw were people having the same boring meals every single day. I said, that's not my life. And also, they were spending their whole Sunday or Monday cooking. I ain't got time. In fact, I did have the time because I was single as a Pringle then. I'm single as a Pringle now. So I still had the time to do things, but I didn't want to. And I'm going to tell you straight, I don't want to do it. I don't want to eat healthy. I want to eat fat. And then I start crying because I'm fat. How does it even make sense? But my point here is, before I run off on a tangent again, that's what we do. We end up kind of, you know, I don't want to do it. Admit you don't want to do it and then move on. Admit you don't want to do it, but Your life or your family or your children or whatever depends on it. So sometimes what we don't want to do is the very thing that we have to do. But we need to find a way that we do it, that we enjoy it. I hope that makes sense. I kind of labored on that point a little bit. But when it comes to leftovers, it is gold. When it comes to shopping lists, we need to have those things. Number 7 that we're making is forgetting snacks. This can be meal prep's Achilles heel. You're planning for healthy snacks to avoid, quote unquote, derailing your diet with impulsive choices. And the reason why we do this is because we might be stressed, is because we might be lacking sleep and we're going to coffee to give us energy, but that just wrecks our metabolism. It wrecks our hormones. But there are ways that you can work on it. By introducing whole foods, introducing fruits, vegetables, lean sources of protein, plant-based included. If you're planning for these snacks that aren't full of carbohydrates, that aren't full of sugar, that won't give you a sugar crash in an hour, these things are going to help you. You can get mini chicken bites and they can be a snack with some melted cheese. This was just off the top of my head. You can get a yogurt pot. Yesterday, I made a coconut yogurt pot with some walnuts, a drizzle of maple syrup. The pot was so small, I had to be creative. Some dark chocolate, some walnuts, a drizzle of maple syrup, and some fruits. That was amazing. The pot was so small and the spoon that I was using was way too big, but I had to savor the flavor because it was good. And I was like, oh, quite, I like this. I didn't buy enough. And I was like, oh, why didn't I buy enough of these pots? And that's the thing, when we forget about snacks, and it was protein and it was also carbohydrates. But when we forget about these snacks, we're good to snack on cheese, we're good to snack on crackers, we're good to snack on pretzels. Come on, that's why we end up being hungry in another hour. Mistake number 8 is overlooking the balance of the dietary nutrition. Now, it's easy to get caught up in calories or even macros and then forget about the vitamins and the minerals. This is where making sure your meal plan includes a variety of nutrients to help keep your body running as it needs to. Mistake number 9. This should have been number 1. Lack of flexibility. Coming in at number 9 is rigidity. Life is unpredictable. And if your meal plan doesn't allow you to adjust, it's doomed to fail. Forget about it. Forget about thinking this is going to succeed. If you don't have flexibility in your meal plan, absolutely forget about it. Build in flexible options for days when time is tight. Or you just don't feel like cooking what's planned. And you know what? If you don't feel like cooking what you've planned, don't cook it. You don't have to force yourself. When I coach clients, right, this is what I'm talking about. I'm not your average coach where it's like, you know what? Yeah, absolutely cook it, because that's really going to help your bowel movements. It might help your bowel movements, but it's not going to fit into your life at this moment in time. So it's about making it realistic for you. That's one of the things that I hone in. We're going to make a meal plan, don't you worry, but we're going to help you to be flexible and not feel guilty for it. Like the people out there make you feel guilty. No, we don't do that here. And finally, mistake number 10 is throwing in the towel after a setback. If you've missed a meal prep day or you ordered takeout, it happens. Absolutely okay. The key is to not let it define your journey. Every meal is a new chance to get back on track, or just continue. There is no track, but to continue as you mean to go on. You know that saying, start as you mean to go on. Absolutely, start as you mean to go on. And that, my friends, is our top 10 meal planning mistakes and how to dodge them. Remember, meal planning is a skill that gets better with practice. The more you do it, the more you love it, the more you realize, no, I don't like this, I ain't gonna never do that again. And then you find your rhythm and your kids come along on the journey too. Be patient with yourself. Don't give up and keep at it. And soon you're gonna be a meal planning pro like myself. Thanks for joining me today. And until next time, happy meal prepping. I'll see you, my friends, in the next one. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the courses, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.